In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You gotta just tell people what you're saying.
No. All right, we got a guy.
Can't say those words.
We have a guy who works here that. You guys know about Pavlov's dog, right? Like you hear like the bell ring and the dog thinks that they're gonna eat. Well, it kind of is the same principle where you do something every single day. You go through emotion every single day, and so you just do it no matter what. Like, okay, if you ever saw The Office, like, with Creed and noticing or not noticing things, the one time where they did the onion and the apple and things like that. There's a guy who works here, and he will walk by, and when he hits his mark on certain places, even if someone, I've observed him, I can't say who it is, he is a personality on another format.
I love how you're narrowing it down. I was just going to say a random person.
There's three other guys in this building. There's three other guys. So take your pick. He will wave because he thinks people are standing there because usually they're standing there.
And if nobody in particular.
If they're not standing there, he still waves. He still waves to them. No one's there. Who are you talking to?
Right.
There's nobody standing there.
What if you conjured up in your mind that you think that somebody's responding?
And I'm like, man, like I've never done that. So it's now just in his thing where he doesn't want to be bothered. He just wants to wave. And so if someone's standing there or they're not standing there, he's going to wave to him.
Well, I used to do a thing.
To get that wave in.
As a total gag when I would walk in, if you were looking, I would do kind of like if I were at an award ceremony or something and I came out and or State of the Union address, I would do this with my hand, yes, like to everybody around me, just as a total gag.
Yes.
But it's a gag. It's not real. There's nobody,
there's
and
no
I'm
one
recognizing
there.
That.
There's no one there. And he will do this wave. And then when he walks through the meetings, all right, Thursday. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. He's going to say it.
No, that's Friday, Junior.
Can't throw you off the show. Your name's on it. Fix My Life coming up at 7:45. 216-474 to below 92. All right. If Watson struggles Sunday, would you pull him? If Watson struggles Sunday, would you pull him?
No, you can't.
Tone and I said no.
You can't pull him because, Kenny, everything you said at the end of last segment, 100% dead on. I will just add to it that the whole point of this quarterback struggle, how many quarterbacks struggled in week one? It seemed like an overabundance. It seemed like it was a really rough week in the NFL for quarterbacks in general. I know me and you and our fan base, we are adding up all his games as a Cleveland Brown and trying to find a pattern, trying to find out what's sustainable, what's going to work. Clearly, the organization did the same thing because there's a new offensive coordinator this year. They're trying to figure out what's going to work for him because they know what was happening before the surgery wasn't working. I would just add that you need to see him tested in different situations also. We haven't had a lot of moments. Like the Baltimore game, kind of it, right? Kind of it in terms of, hey, he put the Browns in a big hole, but then he shoveled them out of it with an incredible second half. Well, what else do we have? You need to see all this. I hate to treat him like a rookie, but you kind of need to treat him like a rookie. What good does it do to just pull him in a game just because he's having another rough game, but they still have a chance to win?
And people are taking, you guys are getting way too sensitive about this because it's been, there's been 3 days of people beating up on him for his play. And honestly, rightfully so, he was terrible on Sunday. What the hell else do you folks want? The other part of it is that, well, the other sides of the ball they're playing. Yeah, I got it. We'll get to the other side of the ball. But what I'm not trying to do, I'm not sitting there trying to run him out of town. I don't, guys, I know that there's these allegations and people are openly like rooting for him to be suspended so the Browns can void the contract. I got to live in a world of reality. The NFL is going to take their time. He's playing on Sunday. So what do I got to do? I have to look at this and say, I gotta fix him as best I possibly can. That gets him to try to play within a system, try to calm him down so he's not rattled and staring into the abyss like he was last week. I know we're getting mighty sensitive over this because we all talk emotionally, including me, but I'm trying to figure out a way to make this offense work. So I'm not wasting any more time with Amari Cooper and with the offensive line, which was terrible on Sunday, and the defense, which is supposed to be good. I'm not trying to do any of that stuff. That's the entire issue of this. So I got to find a way, or Kevin Stefanski, he can't just find a way to bitch and moan all day long. He has to get them going in some direction. So that's what I'm trying to do on offense. But when I do bring up, which is a legitimate concern, week two, you're playing against the Jacksonville Jaguars team that is mercurial, to say the least. You don't really know what they're thinking at any time. They're kind of like us in a lot of ways. They have not come out and played the way that their talent would dictate that they should play. They got ran around by the Dolphins last Sunday. They were up 17-0 in that football game. This is going to be a tough contest, but this is certainly a winnable game. I got to get to 1-1. I can't start 0-2, and all of a sudden now we're blaming everybody.
But just also, I would add, you gotta let him fix and figure this out. It's still the best way forward, is it not?
Yes.
The best way forward is not, hey, Deshaun is struggling, we bench him, Jameis Winston comes in, plays well. Guys, we know what Jameis Winston is in the NFL. I would argue we don't know what Deshaun Watson is right now in the NFL. The only way to find that out is the stress test and to keep him in there. And maybe you stumble upon him figuring things out. We thought we were on the way to doing that in the second half of Baltimore, but then he got shut down for the year. Yeah. So it was not valuable information. It didn't do anything other than give some Browns fans hope that maybe that's out there. But then he goes and gets surgery. He's done for the year. And then he's got a rehab. And then we've got to see what it's like when he's out there on the football field over a prolonged period of time. One game, two games is certainly not that.
216-474-0092. I'm not pulling them. I'm not pulling them. Once you open that up, I got to think big picture if I'm Kevin Stefanski. And I know 0-2 is a terrible hole. We got to get to 1-1. I get that. But I have to look at the big picture here and go, man, it's been a rough week here. It's been a really rough week. And if he struggles again, I know that I'm on the hook for this. But if he struggles again and then I were to remove him, and even especially if we don't win the football game, then I'm telling everybody I do not trust him in these moments anymore. That's it. That's it. I mean, you can tell by himself. Just watch on TV. He's rattled. He's rattled.
He was totally rattled.
And so if I take him out in week two, like, I got to get it through the first month of the season at least before I have a serious – it's a conversation with a lot of people before I have a serious consideration of it. Like, if he goes out and he sucks up against the Giants next week, then, yeah, maybe I would start to consider some things where, man, he's just broken. But as of right now – I don't even think he needs to be fixed to the point of 2020. I need to fix him to the point that he's a capable quarterback of playing within a system that we can create with him and getting us to the playoffs. Because that's the standard now for everybody. Jordan, in Manhattan, New York, listening on the Free Odyssey app. You're next up on the Fan.
Yeah, Ken, you actually have to look at the big picture, which you're not doing, right? It's like, how long are we going to keep this up? Until his entire contract runs out.
Yeah, more than likely.
Well, when you can't do that. When you do things like this, you have to have a concept of a plan of how it's going to unfold. And I had a lot more to add, but I just noticed my neighbor's cat is outside, and it looks pretty tasty.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to get rolling.
Okay, you are in the wrong part of the country.
Oh, my God. Manhattan. I thought they ate the big rats in New York. You're the one who sent me the video of them doing the rat thing out there. You sent me that. I didn't send it. You did. Maybe save it for coming in hot tomorrow. Oh, man, coming in hot tomorrow is going to be a nightmare.
Have you Googled Springfield, Ohio more than any other city in Ohio in the last 10 years?
Well, Mitch thought we were talking about Akron Springfield the other day.
No, I didn't.
Yes, Owen.
You did seem a little confused.
You seemed a lot confused.
We brought up Springboro, Springfield, Streetsboro was even brought up at one point.
Where I thought you guys got confused for a second, which made me confused.
JJ in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Thank you.
Why is this even a question, man?
Well, it was brought up in the presidential debate, so that's why
are we talking about benching Joe Bitonio? Because he played horrible. So if he played horrible again, is we going to bench him for our backup? You know
well, no, at some point there will be a conversation about that if he continues to play poorly.
Is Cincinnati going to bench Joe Burrow if he have a horrible game against Kansas City?
No.
I don't think so. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you at least give him until, you know, the Giants game or the fourth game of the season. If he's still looking bad, then that's a question that we go and reopen then. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about benching our $200 million quarterback in game two. I mean, I get it. He had a horrible game. But so did everybody else.
They did.
Everybody else had a horrible game too.
Yes.
I didn't hear a lot of people's name from the defense get caught. We ain't going to bench them. You know, our offensive line all around was horrible.
Yes.
Clearly they rolling around on the ground like turtles on their back, you know?
Yes.
I mean, I'm sorry. I think we just got to, you know, not let it take its course through the whole season. But give him a couple games.
If he
man,
were to do
you know
it,
saying?
See, this is JJ. I totally agree.
If we bench him, then you can't go back.
I totally agree.
Period.
Because there's one way you can go back. There is one way, and it's very difficult, and I think it's flimsy. If you benched him, and I don't want to bench him, right? You have to win the game. If you win the game, then you can say, hey, some exactly. things were not going that well, but Deshaun is still our starter.
We about to bench Deshaun.
Yeah.
For.
But if Jameis goes out there, but listen, you know this, JJ, if you were to bench him and put Jameis in there and then you lose, or you do even worse offensively, and you end up losing that game, then exactly. You're telling the world
you're telling the world. Like, I don't even want to go back there no more. Just give me my money.
Yes.
Leave me alone.
And you're telling everybody you don't trust him anymore.
Yeah.
And it's
man,
also.
Yeah, that guy, he our quarterback, man. I'm sick of everybody throwing him under the bus because of his personal problems. And yeah, he had not so good play last year, but he also got injured. And now we all just throwing him under the rug and throwing him off the bus.
Well, you know about that, I mean, the other parts
Browns
of it.
Get the hell off the bus.
Well, JJ, and thank you for the call. The other parts of it, I'm not going to sit there and make a big – I'm not going to defend whatever. We'll figure that out as the investigation goes with the NFL. If Kevin Stefanski were to move on from him right now and you lose that football game, you're not getting Deshaun Watson back. That becomes, now he's broke. He's really broken, and you don't trust him. And also, if you lose that game, you look like you freaked out.
Right.
And Kevin Stefanski, for whatever thing,
he's not a freakout guy.
I don't think, maybe if I look back, the Kansas City playoff game, I thought he freaked out at one point in that one challenge, and that was 4 years ago, for crying out loud. I thought he freaked out then. I can't really name a lot of moments where I'm like, ooh, your emotions got the best of you.
Like
there.
Lost his composure
yes.
or anything like that?
Yes. Like, that's not his type of thing. So you can't have freak out moments. Or if you do, damn it, you better win that football game because that's the only way out to get back to Deshaun Watson playing.
And not because of what the fans think. It's the message to your team.
Yes. Is it that you want an apology or you want the Guardians to get an apology?
I feel people were mistreating them.
You know, the season isn't over yet.
I don't think you need
to apologize to any professional sports franchise at all.
I think they're the one.
Why do you need to apologize?
Well, I think they're different.
Why?
We have collected apologies,
ooh.
Gentlemen.
Okay.
Thanks for the coming in hotline.
All right, let's hear this.
Anthony and Ima, all apologies. The Gardos are gonna be in the World Series. In the sun, in the sun, we'll be champions. We'll be champions.
How is he not doing a grunge cover band in Northeast Ohio?
Probably is.
Come on.
He probably is. He didn't say he wasn't.
That was one of the best. Here's another one. We've got one more for you.
I believe I just listened to Lima just absolutely murder Ken on the radio.
Oh my God.
He's just trying to keep the main thing, but Ken was just, oh, Gardos are so bad. And then Lima just cooked that fraud.
I never
love
said
to see it.
Take your cooking.
I never said they were bad. When did I say they were bad? I never said it. I'm not going to get worked into a shoot.
So
I never said it.
I understand, Kenny, that you say, well, teams, they are worth this much money. They don't need apologies from anybody.
They don't need any apologies.
In general, I would agree with you, except they are mistreated.
No, they're not.
More than any other team in the country.
No, they're not. How are they mistreated more than any other team in the country?
Because
Guardians are so bad.
This
is that from?
This is a team. I think I know what that was. This is a team that everybody outside of Cleveland tells you is wonderfully put together. They are wonderfully managed this year, but from a front office perspective, the way that they, on a shoestring budget, which that's part of the reason that people want to go after them, but that's not the organization's fault. That has nothing to do with those players either, that they are heavily criticized when they were the best record in baseball.
But that's just part of the
Where is that happening in sports around the country?
Anthony.
Where else? What other teams can have the best record in their sport and get crushed the way that they were?
All right, can I say something now? You and I have to be responsible for our comments. They don't have to be responsible for their comments. They're a professional sports franchise. You act like they live in a tenement house at the turn of the century. They're a professional baseball team. They work it together on a shoestring budget. You're like my dad giving a eulogy at my grandfather's funeral. Oh, we had to eat a lot of ham salad sandwiches back in the day. What the hell is that?
But I'm not talking about...
They're a pro sports team.
I'm not talking about ownership. Your comments.
They have enough money to spend on Congress runs, don't they? Cat got your tongue there?
I'm not talking about the
ownership. I know that's not the team's team.
I'm not talking about the organization, which is run world class, which gets poached every other year from other teams in baseball because they do such a great job. But when I hear the fans in this town, as if having the best record in your sport three-fourths of the way through the year, which is when I went on that original rant that people still bring up, it's like, yeah, that's tough to do. They should deserve some credit.
Question. Would the brothers' campaign be the fourth or fifth highest paid Guardian?
It might be higher than that.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure.
Reckless speculation.
Stone silence from the gallery. They don't need to, and I love the Guardians. They don't need to apologize, but they don't need to apologize to them.
Do you think they get the credit?
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They get the credit
from people who know the game. Absolutely,
but people here in Northeast Ohio, I could not believe how Buster down Olney people
would drink
were on
their
that
bathwater
team.
Right now, I mean they are by people who know baseball. And Buster Olney knows a hell of a lot more
so
about baseball than I do.
That's a great point. Why is it that the people that know baseball, like you just said, your words? Why is it that those people are enamored with this baseball team? But sometimes people around here are not.
Because a guy like this, and let me give proper respect. I know I just took a pot shot for fans' sake here. Let me tell you what this is. Buster Olney goes all around Major League Baseball. And in this area, you got two teams that are night and day from one another. I mean, you look at the Browns and Steelers over the last 20 years. They've been night and day in a lot of ways, right? You look at the Guardians and Pirates, it is night and day. Except in their sport, there is no salary cap. So what the Guardians do is they throw what money they have into their scouting and into their coaching and into everything that they have in their farm system, and they brought up some fine players. And what they're hoping to do, it's an easy thing to say, is what everybody already knows, is that have a young, inexpensive baseball team that can give you the best shot to win and maybe get you over the hump or put you in a position where you can make investments and not lose out on all those things. The Pirates basically just open up the gates, dust off the seats. All that stadium really is a state park. They drafted Paul Skeens. Are they going to keep Paul Skeens? Do you think that the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to give Paul Skeens the $300, $400 million contract that he will...
Borrow time.
$300's cheap. The $400 million contract that he'll probably command? Now, we won't be able to give Travis Bezzana, if he works out, $400 million. I understand that, but the Guardians have invested more in their scouting. They've invested more in people that know these things, and I give them credit. But Buster Olney sees these things. He sees teams like the White Sox, who the only thing that they have going for them is in Chicago, and that's it. I mean, that's all they have. If they were another team, they'd be threatening to move all over the place. The stadium is not a great stadium from what we hear. They are in a major market. They're a hapless organization that has fallen over their feet. And I think a guy like Buster Olney, I'm just using him as an example here. There's probably plenty of other guys. But you got good baseball men who look at them and go, how'd you look into a World Series less than 20 years ago? How did you do that? And so I think that upsets them. Like, look at a team like Kansas City. Their new owner is trying to do it the right way. Invest in Bobby Witt Jr. Let's invest in some of our scouting. Let's invest in our farm system. Put some guys around this guy, and let's see what we can do with this guy. That's the right way to do baseball if you're not in New York or Los Angeles. I can, as a person who observes sports, I certainly respect what the Guardians are doing. Me, personally, I respect what the Guardians are doing. But if I'm Kenny in Streetsboro, and I'm just a fan, me talking to Kenny in Streetsboro, if he called in, would say, hey, man, like, yeah, they try to do their best in a lot of ways. Yeah, but the owner's cheap. Okay, well, I can't say anything to that. That's all that guy cares about.
It just so always seemed to me.
No apologies.
It just always seemed to me that they're held to such a different standard. I know we brought that up. That's not groundbreaking viewpoints. We understand, like, if the Browns, three-fourths of the way through the year, had the number one seed in the AFC, it's just going to be treated differently. I understand that. I'm not blind to how important football is in this town, but it wouldn't even matter if it looked like it was flimsy. Like, if it looked like they were hanging out. Like, come on, Joe Flacco. As much fun as me and you had with the Joe Flacco run, did either of us really, in the back of our minds, think Super Bowl with Joe Flacco? If we're being honest.
I didn't think so, no.
I was like, man, this is a once-in-a-lifetime run for Flacco. But holy cow, like, we'll have fun with it. You couldn't ever hear me. You never once heard me during that time talk Super Bowl. But the Guardians this year, it's wide open. There are no other good teams. Great teams, I should say. No other immovable forces right now. And that's also the format of baseball. But yet, no one seems to be talking World Series with this team. Why is that?
Well, because I think that they look at only their own team and they don't realize that there's no juggernauts out there right now. There's no 100 plus. I don't think there's going to be a 100-game winner this year.
There's not.
There's no 100-plus winner out there.
I mean, they have the best record in baseball or close to it, and they're not going to get there.
I think the Astros are kind of like a boogeyman. I think the Astros are kind of like that to me. But I think that not a lot of people realize just how competitive they are. Like, they hear best record in the American League. Yeah, but then Aaron Judge plays for the Yankees, or the Astros are the Astros, which is a terrible phrase because that shows I don't know much about the Astros.
When we played the Yankees,
other than the record and the big headlines, that's it.
When we played the Yankees and we won that first game of the series the way we did.
Yeah. I was excited. I said they saved their season
that
day.
But you saw the headlines in New York. They were burying the Yankees.
Yes, they were.
These other teams are all being buried by their fan bases too. But it goes to show you that this thing is totally wide open. Nobody seems to believe in their teams either in the other cities. Why can't this team? Why can't this Guardians team, especially with their rotation?
There's no reason to say no.
Certainly coming around.
There's no reason to say
no.
I'm worried about Alex Cobb's fingers.
We got Lane Thomas.
And we have Lane Thomas coming around here. No, there's no reason to say no. But they're playing right there in the meaty middle. And I still think, even though it's September 12th, I think some people are still figuring out how to take them. Because, like, everybody trusts Jose Ramirez. He's the face of Cleveland sports. But do you trust the bullpen? It's a bullpen. How many people trust their bullpen? You trust Emmanuel Clase?
Gattis just went three straight days.
That's two. But you don't trust nobody trusts their bullpen. Nobody does. And I could give you Hunter Gaddis and how well he's done this year in a bullpen.
I trust a lot of my bullpen.
I don't think you're a baseball fan. I don't think general fans are ever going to trust their bullpen.
I don't care about them right now. Okay, we're down to nut-cutting time for the Guardians.
And I would agree with you. I give proper respect to their bullpen. I'm just talking in generalities here. You wanted the answer. I'm giving you an answer about how the general fan thinks. They are worked up over all the stuff that's going on with the Browns right now. And with the Guardians, it's tough that the default is, well, the Dolans. But that's the default because that's the sport. But us digging a little bit deeper, I'm like, yeah, I give them respect. I respect what they do. I respect what Antonetti and Chernoff have done. I respect that Paul Dolan has been a good steward for the city and has done good things for charity. I didn't take pot shots at him when someone took the still shot of him laughing with Rick Manning and Matt Underwood. I go, this was a charity drive. I know they're down 2-0. What do you think they're going to do? Sit there and give you sad faces when they're trying to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for charity? I thought that that was a nasty, cheap shot. And here I was talking about his brother running for Congress, for crying out loud, or Senate. But I'm not going to do that. So, yeah, I give them their proper respect. But no regular fan should apologize to them. They're a professional sports franchise. There's other people you can apologize to. 216-474-0092.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML.
Fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, so, Kenny, you made it clear last week or a couple weeks ago that you would never take participation ever in Facebook Marketplace. You said,
no,
too dangerous. You've heard too many stories, right?
I've done it twice. I don't want to be a part of it ever again. Mm-hmm. I've heard too many scary stories, and that's it.
And I told you the in-laws were doing it with certain items to save money.
Yeah.
And
for your babies.
For the babies, yeah. Yes. For they wanted a pack and play. They saved $30 on it. Worked perfectly. Turns
we got
out
the famous crack and play.
The crack and play, and it turns out they knew through the West Side families. They actually knew who they were trading with, so it worked out. And there was a nice story behind it. You, on the other hand, said you don't ever want to take part in something like that. Too many unfortunate stories.
Yeah, never. I've heard too many. It scares the bejesus out of me.
Well, and we have an update.
Yes,
and this coming from WOIO 19 News.
Police departments across the country have been warning people for years about the dangers of buying or selling things online and then meeting up with strangers. Well, obviously, not everyone is listening. Akron police are still searching for several crooks who robbed two people at gunpoint.
I was getting a PlayStation off of Facebook Marketplace.
You guys, we keep telling y'all to do that down at the police department. Stop going these random places and do that.
Akron police say they've responded to a dozen Facebook Marketplace robbery calls in 2024. A 27-year-old was trying to buy a PlayStation 5. The victim sent the seller $250 on Cash App.
As he's getting ready to give it to me, and then as Cash App, I'm grabbing the PlayStation 5, he jumps back, pulls back, and then pulls his gun out and puts it to my head and helps me to pull off.
Reporting in Akron, I'm Kelly Kennedy, 19 News.
Do you want me to apologize to you?
No, I don't need an apology. I am... There's no champion's pose here. I hope they catch whoever did this.
Can you imagine if you're out there trying to complete one of these Facebook Marketplace deals, and I'm just oblivious. They pull out the gun, and I'm like, no, I'm not trying to buy the gun. I'm trying to buy the PlayStation. Come on,
but you gotta. This is why you have to do these in police. You have to do it at police stations, don't you?
911 operator said so.
Yeah,
so
you have to do it at the police station.
Are they offering that in every municipality? Is that something that all the towns are doing?
I think that, I'm not sure if it's every single one, but I think there are designated pull-up areas that are Facebook Marketplace.
They all
pull-in
have parking
areas.
Lots. Yeah.
Right, so there's nothing stopping you. Right. It's not like you can't go to a parking lot of a police station.
Well, I don't think you can just go there.
I don't think a cop's going to come out and go, hey, no transactions.
Well,
or give me
this
my
is
cut.
The thing. This is the thing. Is it or is it not a taxpayer-owned building? I would imagine.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you can loiter. You can't just sit there in the parking lot of a police station all day long. That no,
but I know
you
can a lot go of there them and have like a designated. They have a sign that says this is for community transactions.
You can go there and have a timely exchange of legal goods, and be done with it. But that's my it. I don't want people stopping by the house. I don't want to be stopping by other people's houses. I don't want any part of that stuff.
So you're right about the
houses. I started looking at the Facebook Marketplace stuff, and I started seeing old Dodge pickups. I'm like, man, I'm starting to get excited over here. Like right now, 1991 Ford Ranger regular cab XLT pickup. Okay, $6,800 for this thing. Look at this thing, Tone. This is a single cab. This thing's a beaut. I'm guessing a 4-cylinder.
Oh, nice.
I'm guessing a standard 4-cylinder. And remember, this is the only 2-wheel drive. Yeah, this one has 75,000 original miles. A 2-inch leveling kit, boy, when you had the 2-inch lift, you think it doesn't make a difference, 2 inches?
Makes a difference. That's probably on 33s, then.
You need to see the interior on this thing. It is a red interior, which I'm not a big fan of, but this stuff is clean.
Extended cab?
No, single cab, which I like even more. Yeah.
See, isn't this the problem, though? There's so many good items.
And this Ranger's nice.
On there that it's hard to not want to participate in this.
So we, Chevy Chevette, oh my
gosh! We started the segment saying, Ken, you were right, we're sorry, and now Ken's back in it, and he's about to get
robbed. If they just drive the Chevette to the local police department in Burbank, Ohio, we can talk turkey. Chevy Chevette, oh my gosh.
Well, it does stand to reason that there's so many phonies. On the, I'm getting the testimonials from my mother-in-law saying we can tell in two questions how serious somebody is about any of this. Because people come and go, they see who they see who else is offering the same merchandise.
That's
or
another
whatever.
Thing. Can I say it? I got so many Facebook friends that do this. Some will post the interactions they've had with people, and that seems like way too big of a pain. That's way too big of a pain.
Well, what I don't understand is how, at this point, is not everybody vetted on Facebook? Like, how are their fake accounts allowed? Or can you get a badge or get something that means? Because once you're a real person, if you waste enough people's time, you should just get banned from Facebook Marketplace.
True.
Like, if you're never going at it from... I'm not even talking about the criminals. I'm just talking about the people that waste
people
everybody's
in general.
Time.
About an amount of oversight that I don't think they've thought about.
No, of course not. Mitch on St. Clair, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Listen, I talked about the crack and play. Obviously, Lyman hasn't looked through every last aspect of that pin and play, whatever, but it's there somewhere. But I am going to be 100%. I'm 100% on this one. As far as cars go, don't ever get a car from Facebook Marketplace.
Why is that?
Don't ever talk to nobody. Because they will tell you to put a deposit down. Just like the guy who said he put $250 down for the PS5, they will explain to you, like, hey, you need to give us at least $1,000.
No, I ain't getting nothing from me. No.
Right. So you're obviously smart. So,
well, Mitch, why would any – I guess is the demand – hold on, Mitch. Is the demand so crazy that if you see a good deal on a car, you're like, I got to get in on it, so I have to put the deposit. Like, what is forcing people to put a deposit down?
Well, everybody don't get deals and discounts like you guys because you guys work for the radio station. Some people just need to go get a car.
I don't get no discount. People try to charge us more.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, anyway, Garrett told that story on air.
Hey, listen, I'm just telling you, some people don't have the money. Some people can't afford car notes.
Who are those people?
Some people just want to get a regular car that's $3,300.
And that's fine.
And they take advantage of these people.
And that's fine. But if you want to sell me a regular car that's $3,300, and I respect that, Mitch, I was raised in cars that were, I was probably conceived in a car that was $3,300. But what I'm saying here, it was actually a 75 Chevy van where I was conceived. But either way, what I'm saying here, Mitch, is that you don't need to hold $500 from me for a $3,500 truck. Like, I'm looking at this 97 Ranger in Youngstown right now with 227 original miles. I will go and I will write you a check, maybe, for $3,500 if it's to my inspection. You are getting not a penny before I'm ready to buy. No.
The only reason that people will put money down is because they say, listen, I got four or five other buyers.
Right.
So then talk to your four or five. Talk to your four or five other buyers.
And then
I don't
see
need
how
a 97
serious you are.
Where you're coming from, Mitch? Not all of us are as fortunate as Ken.
Yeah. Hey. Anyway, before Lyman, make sure you look for that.
I have
crack.
Trucks imported from Michigan.
Okay, that was one time. It was one time. Thank you very much,
Tom.
My first truck cost me $400. My first
what did your last one cost you, Ken?
Well, let's not talk about that.
What the tires cost you on that one? Tom
the
A.
Cost.
The window ended up being free earlier this week. Thank you very much.
Mike, congratulations on all your success. Tom A. on X, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I've been dispatched back to my PD for standbys on child custody pickups and Facebook market deals. The way he wrote it, I thought it was a child custody pickup on Facebook Marketplace, which would really be some wheeling and dealing going on. Holy cow.
I'm getting texts from people in Streetsboro. The Streetsboro Police Department has a commerce area.
Okay.
We have a commerce area designation.
Wow, Streetsboro doing nice.
Congratulations on all your success.
Manhattan, New York, Streetsboro, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
We're living right out there. What are you going to do? God's country. I invited you, but you wanted to live in Bay Village.
I drove by through there the other day. 20 straight lights? 20 lights through there?
Oh, the lights are,
What? That's not the Streetsboro I grew up with, Kenny.
It's the gateway to progress, brother. The gateway to progress to the rest of Portage County, and you will be sitting at a light. It's the only drawback. There is a lot of traffic in Streetsboro.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.